Well, nothing like getting a good old-fashioned winter storm as we head towards spring. What's spring right now to Pat McGowan? Well, Pat, the storm in some places was more than anticipated, other places a little less. But for the general, it delivered the impact that people thought it was going to deliver.
Yeah, pretty much so. And, you know, the governor of New York State, of course, she had the state of emergency out, which was fine. And now that storm is east of Boston, moving out. Still in the backlash, we have snow showers around, gusty winds, some sunshine as well. Mid-40s for the high today, and then clear and breezy tonight. We're in the mid-20s. A sunny, breezy Thursday, 45 to 50. And at this time of the year, you'd be surprised how quick the snow melts, especially the kind that we got yesterday, because it was a wet snow. So this thing will disappear very quickly. Then on Friday, St. Patty's Day, be cloudy. We expect showers to come in the afternoon. Not snow, rain showers. Again, another little parameter that will wipe away the snow cover, mid-40s. And then on Saturday, a few rain and or wet snow showers, mid-40s again. And by Sunday, well, we'll have some flurries. It's going to be chilly. I think Sunday's high about 40, and it will be windy for the last full day of winter since spring arrives next Monday.
And in the long pipeline, we're not going to get anything else like this for right?
Well, not that I could see next week, but you never know. You just never know because, you know, even to the early part of April, you could get some pretty big storms. And by the way, the highest amount so far that I have seen comes from Peterborough, New Hampshire. They had 35 inches.
Yeah, I was looking at that. The thing about this storm, and this almost rivaled that October storm, the number of trees that came down in our northwest corner, Connecticut area, and into close to eastern New York, was absolutely staggering. You really couldn't go at one point during the storm. You couldn't go in a straight line to anywhere because trees were down everywhere. And even when I sat here at my house, Pat, I could hear some trees crackling. And even though I have a generator, there were so many times where trees came down. Power went off, my generator came on, power. I mean, it was amazing the amount of trees that came down in our area. It was that heavy, wet snow really did a job on a lot of these trees.
Oh, yeah. And that was one of the biggest problems. And, of course, the wind. So these are really the biggest problems with March and April snowstorms because it's a heavy, wet snow. In January, you could get snow this amount, but it's a fluffy light snow and its effects are a lot different. But good news then again, folks, is that at least through this weekend, we don't expect any major storms.
And there were power crews here from three or four states in the Midwest, Pat. And at one point yesterday, they had to come in because it got very, very windy. But then they'll be out today. Like school here is canceled for today because they have to get out and clean up the trees on the roads. And there's a lot of late openings and cancellations in New York and in Massachusetts because this cleanup is going to take a while because in Connecticut especially, the power company has to come out and clear the wires before the town crews can come out and clear the trees. So it makes for a long cleanup for us here.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that it's not any colder.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we're in the 40s by day. We will be in the 20s tonight, but at least in the 40s by day. So it is bearable. So that's the good thing.
All right. Well, give us the of the green forecast.
Yes. Gusty winds, snow showers, even some sun, mid-40s today. Mid-20s tonight, sunny, 45 to 50 Thursday. Showers come in Friday afternoon, mid-40s. And we have a few rain and or wet snow showers on Saturday in the middle 40s.
And I'm sure you're going to enjoy a couple calm days.
I can't wait.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.